Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Thrive member and Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about a planning meeting being held in January for the Thrive Spring into Parks event. First off, Cassie, take us through Spring into Parks. First of all, what it is and how did you come up with it?
The Thrive Knoxville group really wanted to focus on four different events, one in each season, that we could kind of highlight in our community. And our spring event is Spring into Parks. One of the things we thought would be fun is to try to get kind of a service day where people can come out, volunteer to help clean up our city parks, our county parks after the winter snow and, you know, everything kind of has that dull, boring look to it, wanting to spruce things up, clean things up, maybe plant a few trees even on that day, and finish the event with a social component to it as well. So going to have a working afternoon and then hopefully have some music and some food and just a time to celebrate getting into the spring season. So tentatively, we're looking at maybe an April 22nd date for that event, which would coincide with Earth Day, thinking that might be a good plan. But our planning meeting for that is going to be January 15th at 5 p.m. Administration Building, which is located at 309 West Main Street here in Knoxville. We are inviting anyone at all in our community that would like to be a part of this planning group for the Spring into Parks event in April to show up that night. If you can't attend that night at 5 o'clock, please get a hold of me if you're interested. We're going to have several more meetings and probably even break into some subcommittees to do some of the organizational pieces around this event. And we'd love for as many people to join us as possible. So anyone from the community is invited on January 15th. The meeting will be from 5 to 6 p.m. We do plan to be wrapped up before the city council meeting at 6:15, and it really is just going to be that first organizational meeting, and we'll set some future planning dates and decide for sure on our event date too that we're looking at in April.
Now, I know you said it's for the public to come out to the planning meeting. Nobody has to be a member of Thrive at that time if they don't want to. They just can show up and learn more about this Spring in the Parks.
You know, the beauty of Thrive Knoxville is we have kind of a board of directors for this. We are a nonprofit organization. We have a 501c3 designation. Our board, that's made up of seven people, really are the only true members. Everyone else in the community is invited to be a part of our events and come and go as they please. They can be a part of as many different events. They can just attend the events, or they can be on the planning committees.
Now, when it comes to the name Thrive Knoxville, you want to make Knoxville thrive, obviously. Tell us, how does cleaning up the parks, taking care of those parks, and having an event like Spring in the Parks help the city of Knoxville thrive?
It's all about community pride. It's about giving back. It's about coming together and building that community spirit that we are proud of the community we live in. We want it to look nice. We want it to feel good. And we want everyone to kind of have that friendly, collaborative spirit, because together we can make a huge difference. If we just kind of let everybody do their own thing, it's not as much fun to live here. So we're just trying to create events that really are opportunities for people to come together to do something they feel good about and see some results with. And so there will be four events in the year 2018. Spring into Parks is the first one. We're looking at planning a 4th of July celebration, a Cy-Hawk event as well in September, and then our Living Windows will wrap up the seasons. So we are really excited about the interest that we've had from community members. We already have close to 20 people who are on the planning committee for Spring into Parks. And again, it's open to anyone else who wants to join us. So excited for just kind of that spirit of wanting our community to be a great place as it has been in the past, and we want to keep it moving forward and know that it takes people to step up and make it happen.
Now, events kind of like Spring Park, you see a lot of times you see school groups or Boy Scout groups, Girl Scout groups, groups like that that tend to do things like that, at clean up parks, do things like that. Are you trying to reach out to them to have you join into this? And when it comes to the planning meeting, would it just be one of those, say, representative from one of those groups that you'd wish to attend, or do you want all those kids in that meeting?
Oh, anything, you know, we do welcome anybody at all to attend those meetings. Part of one of the thoughts anyway, as we go into that is we'll have a committee that will reach out to other organizations and groups, whether it's Rotary, Kiwanis, Optimist Club, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, FFA. I really do think we'll have many different organizations that'll be invited to play a specific role in the Spring Into Parks event. And that planning team will help decide how to contact those organizations and when we're going to do that. The nice thing is we have about 4 months of planning. And so if no one shows up on January 15th from those groups, we'll be reaching out to them and inviting them personally to join us in some area of that event.
Is there anything else Knoxville listeners should know about the Spring in the Parks?
Ooh, we will be doing a whole lot of promotion for that event. And so as we get closer to the date, we hope that even if you aren't on the planning committee, we're hoping we have a lot of people who will come out that day and join us to celebrate our parks, to help clean things up, and just to be together and make our community a beautiful place to live.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.